This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We go now to the Democratic Republic of Congo, where hundreds of thousands of civilians have been caught in the crossfire between government troops and rebel fighters. The fighting is in the eastern part of that vast nation. There, an upsurge in fighting means more displaced people are on the move again, looking for refuge and shelter away from the fighting. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton visited several displaced sites around Goma, the provincial capital of turbulent North Kivu.
Here at Kanyaruchinya, about 10 miles outside Goma, cold rain lashes against tin rooftops. In recent weeks, an estimated 6,000 displaced people have taken refuge in this area. Many have received no formal assistance at all.
My name is Miserero Sadiki. I'm from Rugari. Yes, it's raining. We passed the night in the church. When it's 7 o'clock, everybody is obliged to get the church so that he can pass his night on the floor. No mattress. We have no mattresses. There is no bed, nothing. On the floor only.
We found 21-year-old Sadiki with dozens of cold and hungry civilians, including many children, huddled together in the dark, dank, cavernous Catholic church. It was raining hard, but they had no ready access to water to drink or to bathe, and they had very little food. The displaced group fled fighting in Rugari, 60 miles away, between Congolese government troops and rebels loyal to the dissident general Laurent Nkunda.
Children are suffering from hunger and cholera and other illness. To the Congolese government, I can ask them the peace. If they are not able to give us peace, they can give us what to eat and other things. We are suffering here.
The continuing conflict could disrupt humanitarian assistance to tens of thousands of displaced people like these malnourished children, singing for their supper. At a sprawling camp near Goma, the youngsters are awaiting their second cooked meal of the day, served by a U.S.-based relief agency.
My name is Wose Gobert. I work for the International Medical Corps, IMC. Today we're at the Mugunga internally displaced camp, where there are over 7,000 IDPs displaced in this camp. This health facility where we are right now, at the supplementary feeding center, we have over 600 children, particularly lots of children under 5. And malnutrition is one of the major causes of morbidity. And so as soon as they get some illness, diarrhea or malaria, it gets worse, and they can easily deteriorate.
Germaine Bationo is the head of the UN Refugee Agency's emergency operations in this part of Eastern Congo.
The situation in North Kivu is serious, is complex. If you have been moving around, you will see that it's a very militarized area because it's a conflict area. And then within this conflict area, you have people that have been displaced, moving back and forth with their bundle on their head and on their back, children being separated from their families.
Bationo says roughly 800,000 people have fled their homes in the past year, with a steep rise in the numbers of newly displaced people in the last few months.
End of August, beginning of September, where the fighting resumed again with a certain intensity. So right now we are talking about more than 370,000 new people that have been displaced, uprooted. So we hope that the discussion, negotiation that are going on with the party involved in the conflict will be successful to reach peace and for people to go back to their region and then live a normal life, because so far it's very difficult for them. For how long, you know, we will see all this type of suffering, human suffering.
But a negotiated settlement looks unlikely, despite efforts by Washington and other mediators to broker peace in eastern Congo. Late last week, the country's military chief announced that his troops would resort to all-out force, having exhausted all peaceful avenues to persuade the rebel Tutsi general Laurent Nkunda to disarm and rejoin the army. Nkunda's spokesman René Abandi responded to the threat.
We are still fighting because we are attacked. We don't attack. For us, since we took decision of ceasefire, government forces continue to attack our position. So we can't let us die like this. So we are just defending. It's not to attack, but to defend.
The renegade general's spokesman left the door open for peace talks with the Congolese government. But Nkunda says, first, the army must disarm its militia allies, Hutu rebels from neighboring Rwanda, linked to the 1994 genocide against Tutsis. So civilians are bracing themselves for more fighting here in eastern Congo. Ofer Byakwe-Starkton, NPR News, Goma.